But like about a year or so before the record came out, I was playing at this place called Hastings in Memphis next to Brother Juniper's. I think I might have said something about this before. I maybe mentioned that place not long ago. But, I was playing that place, and during one of the breaks, some guy said he didn't want us to stop, and he implied that if we did stop, he was going to go home and have to fight with his wife some more. And then he jokingly made it out like it was going to get physical. I don't think he was serious, but I kind of, when I went home and made up a song, I had this riff going, and I was thinking of this guy. And I knew he was joking, but to do the song like he's kind of serious, which is why I don't care. Like as time went by, the song became something I wanted to sing less and less, because I never saw that guy again. I didn't know him or her or any of it. And I was really just hanging this story I heard from a stranger on some chords I liked, you know. And so as the years went by, I would sing this song, and in my mind, I wouldn't have anywhere to go with it. And then if I was exhausted and didn't have any place to go with a song, then I would just stop playing it, you know, or ruin the gig. So I would, so I just started trying to make sure that I didn't do them like this again. And I hope this isn't your favorite. I like it still, and it's kind of real, but... I mean, too, when I say nowhere to go, I mean nowhere to go in your brain. Like, when you're singing it, what are you supposed to think about? I keep going back to that night in that bar. That was a very uneventful night in my life. So, anyway, I'll leave it alone. But I'm going to sing this. Anytime you want to hear it, just yell for it. I'll sing it like it's my favorite.
Thinking.
night. Oh, that's another thing, man. When you hear a song and it all gets wrapped up by "it all had happened tonight," that guy's out of ideas. That was fun to play, though, you know. And we used to play the shit out of it on the road. We'd rock that out, and I would yell. There's one line in there that always made everyone yell.